are back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Hey, if you are watching this right now, please leave me a comment. Leave me a comment. We're live right now. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. Leave me a comment. I always go through the comments when I'm playing a video or going through the break. I always check out those comments. So I really do appreciate it when you do. Also, let's get right back to some of this hearing. Now, I want to share some of the video where Bob Alinsky first came out when he started talking. And again, this is such a moment in time.
Where's Hunter?
Where is Hunter? Go ahead and split screen it. Bob Alinsky first calls it out, and it is beautiful the way it plays out. Watch this.
I now recognize Mr. Bob Alinsky for his opening statement.
Should I allow Hunter to give his opening statement first?
Well, it doesn't appear Mr. Biden showed up for his public hearing, so we'll recognize you, Mr. Bob Alinsky.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
So again, what happens when you don't show up for the hearing? Don't they send people to jail for that? Seems like they just sent someone to jail for this very thing. So does Hunter get a pass? I know I digress. Let's go.
Chairman, ranking members and members of Congress, good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to speak with you and present my truthful testimony to the American people. I sit here today under oath for one reason and one reason only. The American people deserve to hear the truth. Though the truth involving the deep corruption of the Biden family, including the malfeasance of the sitting president of the United States, might be raw and unpleasant, the American people must hear it. You're presented here today with two narratives in this investigation, a false one being pushed by Joe Biden, a serial liar and fabulous, now under this impeachment investigation for public corruption, his brother Jim Biden, a 75-year-old man who can't keep his lies straight, including under oath, and his son, Hunter Biden, a chronic drug addict facing two indictments with 12 counts. You also have before you the truth, confirmed by multiple Biden family business partners over many years and backed up by mountains of irrefutable evidence, including text messages, emails, documents, recordings. I am the only Biden family business partner with an impeccable military record. I'm grateful that this country has given me the freedom to be successful. I worked hard to become independently wealthy. I've taken several businesses public, sold multiple businesses to some of the world's best private equity firms. In fact, my business success is why they sought me out. However, what they have done is repugnant to me. I am here today because I'm a patriot and I'm a truth teller. We keep hearing from certain corners that our democracy is at risk and democracy is on the ballot in 24. Yet the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse.
You know what? That is so true. They continue to lie. You know why they lie? Because the truth is not in them. And what does the Bible tell us when the truth is not in them? They are of their father, Satan. That's who the Democrats are. If these people blatantly lie. Now, this next clip I have for you, that was part of Bob Alinsky's opening statement. He actually calls out Ratskin and Goldman for them coming into the hearing and blatantly lying. And then afterwards, he says that they're going to run to the cameras and go lie to the American people there as well. Ratskin gets on fire about it. He gets upset. It gets under his skin. It gets under his skin. Watch this, everybody. This happened today.
Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name.
Mr. Chairman.
The cold, hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer in the United States Navy. At Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, I later served as the command's chief technology officer.
Now watch this, because he just called out Ratskin for the lies telling in this, that he tells in this hearing, and then he's going to run out to the camera They do that every single time. They run out to the camera to try to get ahead of the people actually hearing the truth. They do it every time. Ratskin, he says something because he's the, what I guess he's the minority leader in this committee. So he's speaking up, trying to defend him and the other one that lies constantly, Goldman. And they do it every time. Every single time. Watch.
Proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the...
Okay. Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah.
Thank you. Someone finally said that. It's my time. I'm sorry, I had to stop it. Go.
Please, Mr. Bobulinski, please. Okay. Come to order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed. Okay. Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Can Mr. Chairman, save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee. Does it apply or does it not?
So obviously what's happening here is that Ratskin is upset that he got called out for being a liar. Yeah, he got called out for being a liar. Now, here's a response.
There's decorum from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't make sure we didn't waste any of his time on the opening statement. Mr. Bobulinski, I'm sorry for the disruption. Please continue your opening statement.
I think you, Mr. Raskin, used
We'll make sure it's right.
Great. I just want to restate.
Okay. So that. I wish, you know, he didn't come back and say, I want to restate and make sure that everyone knows that Ratskin and Goldman, they're nothing but liars. He gets to say this. And you know, every single, what he was referring to when they said, my time, I wish someone would go and tell them that they're not kings and queens. And that the time that you have, we grant this time to you. We, the people, grant this time to you. Am I wrong in thinking that? Y'all let me know in the comments. We'll know you're wrong. We the people don't grant them the time. They have the time that they have over us. Y'all let me know in the comments. But see, I wish someone would come and repeat that to them. You're not kings and queens. The time that you have was granted by us, we the people.
To make sure the American people hear all these facts. Abby Lowell weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name and misstate the cold, hard facts in an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies.
None of them will ever do that. That's the reason why the seat for Hunter Biden is empty. The seat next to him is for Hunter Biden to occupy. And Hunter Biden,
where's Hunter?
Total coward, can't even show up. And he was puffing his chest out there. You remember he had the little press conference instead of him going into the deposition and behind closed doors and having the conversation with them. He went out to the press conference, puffing his chest, and Eric Swalwell set it up for him. Go right here. This is where it's going to be. Puffing his chest, saying, what are they afraid of? Let's have the hearing. Where's Hunter? Nowhere to be found. Now, the other gentleman that was working with the Biden crime family, he's in prison. He's in prison for corruption. And this is the type of people that Hunter Biden had in his circle. Except for Hunter Biden, he gets to walk free. Split screen it. But this young man, he goes to prison. And in his opening statement, he admits that he did wrong. And he's serving time for what he did. And he shouldn't have never done it in the first place. But what they're doing to him is horrible. It's absolutely horrible. These evil Democrats, they act like illegals that are killing Americans are more human than someone like this because he's ratting on Joe Biden. Let that sink in.
Our goal, that is Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and me, was to make billions, not millions. The entire value add of Hunter Biden to our business was his family name and his access to his father, Vice President Joe Biden. In 2014, we believe that the Burdum Enterprise would be significantly enhanced by forming a partnership with Harvest Fund Management, a $300 billion Chinese financial service company closely connected to the Chinese Communist Party. This effort was led by Hunter Biden's contact with Henry Zhao, the Harvest chairman. Mr. Zhao was interested in this partnership because of the game-changing value add of the Biden family, including Joe Biden, who was to be a member of the Burdum Harvest team post-vice presidency. My lawyers provided the committee a draft of an email dated August 23rd, 2014, drafted for Hunter Biden that reflects this understanding. It states, and I quote, Michael, please also remind Henry Zhao of our conversation about a board seat for a certain relation of mine. Devin and I golfed with that relation earlier this week, and we discussed this very idea. And as always, he remains very, very keen on the opportunity, end quote. I'm certain that this phrase, a certain relation of mine, refers to Vice President Biden. Devin told me about this golf course conversation shortly after it happened. Ultimately, this paragraph was deleted from the final version, with Hunter following our general rule of thumb on business deals: say it, forget it, write it, regret it. Further to that, I recall being with Hunter Biden and Devin Archer at the Peninsula Bar in New York, where Hunter took a call from his father and told him things were going well with Henry Zhao and Harvest, and that he might need a little help getting across the finish line. It was not the only time I've heard Hunter speak with his father for business reasons. I was present when Hunter called his father on May 4th, 2014, on a cell phone, put it on speaker mode to have him say hello to Yelena Batarina, a Russian oligarch and an investor in Rosemont Projects, and her husband, Yuri Luskov, the former mayor of Moscow. Devin Archer was also there. Hunter said, well, I'm here with our friends. I told you we're coming to town, and we wanted to say hello. The vice president said hello, some pleasantries, and then hope you had safe travels, and then said, quote, okay, you be good to my boy. Hunter responded by saying, everything is good, and we are moving ahead. The vice president said something about, quote, being helpful, and Hunter ended the call by saying he was going to call his father later.
So he's spilling the beans that Joe Biden was in on these deals constantly. He's spilling the beans on them. Yes, Joe Biden was on the phone call. Joe Biden even showed up. At times, Joe Biden was in 45 minutes, probably 45 plus minute meetings with all of this criminal activity taking place. And not a single Democrat will acknowledge the corruption that is happening. Demons will protect demons. I say it all the time.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Astareal astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.